I thought I was forever banned. Look, just as I was saying, I'm really into skinny dipping. And like more than 30 years ago, I was living in this really remote little cottage on Dartmoor in Devon on the banks of this beautiful river, one of the wildest stretches of river in England. And I've been there a while. And happened I was courting somebody else's wife. Now, when you're courting someone else's wife, the big rule is not to get caught. Whatever happens. And the river was great because she lived 2 miles upstream. So I could just, you know, wander up that river. Beautiful, beautiful walk to see her. And no one would see me except a few fishermen, and they didn't care anyway. And, well, they didn't care at this time. So anyway, now, like, actually, I've got to say that she is the husband. The husband is called Pete, an artist and musician. Some of you may know him, and if you may have met him, and he doesn't know the next bit, okay? So if you do know him, I don't want you to tell him, right? So this was in the days before cell phones and all that kind of stuff, and we didn't even have landlines, so we needed a kind of communication system. So when the coast was clear, she used to have these pair of red tights, and she'd hang them out on this hawthorn bush outside her cottage. I know what you're thinking. I'm not happy with myself at all, really, you know. But anyway, so I was going up there one summer evening, and got there, and no sign of the red tights. So I thought, well, I'll go for a swim. Beautiful pool down the river. And I'd seen this fisherman walking down the river. He was kind of, you know, and the pool was beautiful. And I thought I had to get there before the fisherman, or I wouldn't be able to get fishing. So I ran down there, took all of my clothes off, jumped into the pool and swimming, and then he arrived. And he was kind of, there was a waterfall, so I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I could see he was shouting at me. But I thought, fuck it, you know, who cares? And so then I could see he was really angry. And then like this shoe appeared in the water beside me. I thought, oh my god, he's throwing his shoes at me. And I thought, oh, it's my shoe. And then my clothes all arrived, and he started running away. So I ran, got out of the water as fast as I could, grabbed what I could, and ran there. And there I was running after him, and he was legging it up the river, and I was naked, as I said, running after this guy, really fast across granite stones and so on. I did get a little bit alarmed when I saw myself hurdling a barbed wire fence, but I caught up with him just at the moment that Pam was coming out to hang the red tights up outside on this hawthorn bush. Actually, she didn't need to see because her daughter Amber was running up saying, Mom, Cliff's having a fight with a fisherman naked by the river. So they came down, and all I can remember is she kept on saying, I was tussling with him, holding his rod, shouting at him and all this stuff, and he was saying, and Pam was saying, and she was saying, break his rod, break his rod. And you know, to this day, I think in a kind of parallel universe, maybe we're still there and that's still happening. And I still don't know today whether she was really talking to him or me. But anyway, flash forward, 30 years more, actually to last year. And we're in Sydney with Amber, the daughter, and her partner Dan, and actually Pete's there as well. Because time heals all wounds, more or less, you know. And so it was one of those New Year's Eves. I'm sure you've been through them yourself, whereby we didn't know what to do, and we realized we'd missed all the boats. We weren't in Sydney; we were in Bundina, this little village just south of Sydney. And there was, you know, it's going to be a little bit boring. But then the locals said, oh, no, go down to Gibbon Beach. It's all fun then. You can watch the fireworks from there, 12 miles away in the Sydney harbour. So we went down there. There were a few sort of fires lit and everything. And it was dark, moonless night. And I said to Dan, hey, man, we should have brought our togs. We'll just go swimming anyway. No one can see. So we stripped off and plunged into the water, and it was beautiful. There we were, sort of swimming around in the waves and so on. And then suddenly we heard this howls and yelps of delight, and this bit's called the Nymphs of Sydney. And suddenly about five or six young women who had been behind us came running naked into the water to us, to join us there in the pool. Well, obviously they were after Dan, I could tell that immediately, but lo and behold, now I want to tell you this thing. If you're a gentleman, you avert your eyes in these situations, of course. And there are stories about Actaeon the hunter who saw Diana, the goddess, bathing in the pool and she turned him into a stag, and his dogs hunted him down and ripped his throat out, that sort of thing, for just looking at her bathing naked. Now, Pete didn't really kind of know this story because he had this torch, and every time one of these beautiful women would run past him, he'd flash the torch at them. And they'd be saying, "Wow." And one of them actually came up to him and said, hey, you know what you're doing? And Pam then arrived and said, "Hey, Pete," she gave him the hard word, quite right. And actually, a little bit later, there's a whole load of kind of Aussie feral hoons, drunkards, came and gave him even a harder time, which is just as bad almost as having your throat ripped out by wild dogs. But anyway, I didn't see any of this stuff because I was running around the beaches trying to get dry, and then I suddenly saw two of these women. They were running around there too, and they stopped and said, "Hey, hey!" And I went over to them and said, "Skinny dipping, hey?" And one of them said, "Yeah, anything goes." And the other one looked at her and said, "Yeah, anything goes," she said. And then she looked at me in the eye, and I was looking at her in the eye, across my heart. Well, maybe my eyes did actually cross her heart a little, but and then she said, yeah, anything goes, but tell me, where the fuck is it going? Thank you.